Today from the Ohio Newsroom, mental health on the farm. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Farming can be an unpredictable and stressful job, and that can take a toll on the mental health of agricultural workers. But rural areas don't always have the resources to get people the help and support they need. A newly formed alliance is hoping to fill that gap. The Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance is a collaboration between organizations like the Ohio Departments of Agriculture and Health, Ohio State Extension, and the Ohio Farm Bureau. Ty Higgins works with the Farm Bureau, and he joins me now to talk more about what this alliance is trying to do. Hey, Ty.
Hi, Erin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. How common is it for farmers to deal with mental health challenges? Why is it more of a concern for this community than maybe for others?
Agriculture is a tough profession. You're dealing with Mother Nature, the markets, equipment breakdowns, crop failures, family matters. All those things can really add up. And agriculture has been for generations one of the highest rates of suicide industries in the country. We are still having some issues in agriculture. We have lost five farmers within the state this year alone who have decided to end their life by suicide. So this is something that we really feel is important to talk more about mental health and farm stress, find out what those stressors are, what the coping mechanisms are, and if the resources are readily available across the state for those that need the help.
And I understand this year has been especially challenging for farmers.
Well, this spring was. We had about 4 or 5 weeks of dry weather that caused a little bit of an issue getting the crop in the ground, and the crop that was in the ground getting some moisture in order to start the germination process. So there were some stressors. Now we're seeing markets that aren't ideal, and we are going to be seeing a lower farm income here in 2024. So again, those factors weigh heavily on a farmer as he or her wants to continue what they're doing, not just for the rest of their lives, but for those generations coming up behind them. A generational aspect of agriculture, it weighs heavy on a lot of farmers' minds.
I'm sure that's a big factor to consider. So how can this new alliance, the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance, actually help these farmers?
Well, it brings together the ag community, as you mentioned, Ohio Department of Agriculture and Ohio State involved with Ohio Farm Bureau, but also those mental health professionals. So the Ohio Department of Health and Addiction Services, the Ohio Department of Mental Health involved in this as well. So those are the professionals on the mental health side. So to be able to bring those two groups together to have these meaningful conversations about what's stressing farmers out and then the actual mental health aspect is going to take us a long way in these conversations. And one of the first things we did is put together a survey, statewide survey, to kind of figure out where we are in Ohio as far as farm stress and mental health is concerned. This is something that we've worked on for about a year and a half and just debuted it earlier this year and hoping to get as many farmers, farm families, and people in rural parts of Ohio involved in this survey as we can.
All right. And once these survey results are collected, what can you do with that information?
Well, we're going to be able to figure out what's actually happening here in Ohio. It really will give us a level set for the Buckeye State. So we're going to be able to find out what is actually on the minds of farmers, how they deal with what they're going through. You know, many farmers want to reach out for help, but they're afraid the person on the other end of the line simply won't get what they're saying. Less than 2% of the population is involved in agriculture. So when I call someone and want to talk, are they really going to know what we're talking about? So it's going to help us develop those resources, really kind of train those mental health professionals about agriculture to have more meaningful conversations with farmers when that phone rings.
Ty Higgins with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Erin.
If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.